This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. Fuzz is not present at the moment. And Scrape says,
good evening, fine friends. It's been a long time, it feels like. I mean, again, it has been a few days, it feels like, but most people that are in the Thieves Guild are always looking for that next score. So it's interesting that I haven't seen you for a bit.
Scrape, you're alone again.
I am. Our fine friend here, Fuzz, actually is trying to through some of his contacts, trying to find out how to solve Black Claw's angel problem.
He points, extends his arm and points a claw at. I was going to ask you about that.
How serendipitous. But yes, Fuzz has disappeared to, let's just say, her homeworld, and she has not come back as of yet.
A plains traveler. Who would have thought? A planeswalker, you might say.
And Scrape says, but enough dilly-dallying. I'm sure you're here for your next assignment.
Well, yes. Also, we have a bit of information, and we're hoping that perhaps you might as well.
Sounds juicy.
It is that.
We have just returned through iCart, and it seems to be in quite an uproar. The king was seen. We saw the king, along with his major domo, riding the streets, beating the bush, arresting people for practicing dark arts. Things seem, he like shrugs, like, you know, brings up his hands and shrugs. Things seem normal here. We had not overheard anything. Have you heard any rumblings of this?
And Scrape kind of just looks like side-eyed to you or whatever and says, well, for as much as side-eyed as you can see between, you know, how Scrape would actually, Scrape kind of turns his head to the side and says, well,
this is news to me. I had not heard of this. The black arts, you say?
Indeed. They were yelling, arresting people, chasing people down. Seems all of a sudden.
That's very interesting, because the only time I had ever heard about one being wary of the dark arts is long ago, when Eric the Guileful walked the earth.
There's a knowing glance between Soot and I.
Yes.
I raise one of my cat brows.
It seems that we'll have to be more careful than ever.
I don't respond, and I don't look at Soot, but I say to Soot in his head, because I have the telepathy thing, do you believe that we should tell him about Eric the Guileful?
I still don't. I have message. The message cantrip now. Does this mean I can talk back to you? I can't talk back to you through your thing, right?
Correct. Mm-mm. I mean, you could just nod or, you know, like, you know, give like a no.
Well, I have to whisper it. Okay, so I wouldn't make sense to do.
I think really loud, you should just go no, and then be like, what?
Yeah, right. I'll give you a little nod, like,
So we have more information that we could share. Perhaps this one might be worth a little something.
I'd like to hit X for more information, please.
Oh, yes, feel free to do so. I do prestidigitation and a nice. Fucking X pops up in the middle of the room.
Nice. I create a HUD, a HUD for him to interact with.
That's right.
Scrape says,
well, depending upon what you're looking for, I might be worth trading.
Well, what is not what I am looking for, but information that you will wish to have.
He's basically saying he wants to know what you want from him.
Oh, yeah, I just turn around and look at Soot.
You're like, I want something. And then he's like, what do you want? He's like, I don't know. Ask this guy.
I mean, do we just want cash?
What do we want? Yeah, that's kind of my whole deal. I want gold all the time. Oh, how about better accommodations? like nicer rooms.
Yeah, because I'll save this money in the long run. I'm not staying at the inn. And if they're going to start rousting us here, obviously, this is a meta conversation, but
right,
if they're going to roust us at the fucking inn because we're like both now, like presumably evil.
Like a room and board upgrade.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
do you want to tell them? I mean, you feel free to jump in on this whole thing.
Okay. So, all right, maybe. So that goes by. I'll that probably makes sense rather than allow the meta conversation to dictate how it goes. Yeah. So a room and board upgrade. We want nicer rooms. Oh, with the finest of sheets and pillows and mattresses. You know, we know you have nicer accommodations. We would like to upgrade our accommodations. For this juicy information.
Scrape says, he says,
it looks like you might be in luck. One of our longtime Thieves Guild members has retired and his room is up for grabs. Now, I won't say that I will give it to you freely, but if the information is juicy enough, it is yours.
I think you'll find it's quite juicy.
We have heard twice now, once on a mission for the guild, and then just now over in Citruck, we went to investigate the large hole in the ground. It seemed to be troubling a number of folks. And in both instances, the name that was bandied about was Eric the Guileful.
This is not juicy news. This is very... That is unfortunate news. Knowing that a body was never found when Eric the Guileful was subsequently defeated.
Right, right. But perhaps you don't have the benefit of the wonderful history of this, which is articulated so well by Blacklaw. Blacklaw, would you like to regale Scrape with the histories that you so eloquently regaled to me on our ride here?
I spaced out for a moment. What did Scrape say?
He doesn't think it's juicy enough news.
Well, when we...
I think perhaps he doesn't have the proper context.
I have to hit B so I can go to the journal and find out what we actually have done so far.
Scroll down.
When we grab the... note about some guy selling weed.
That was it. That was Eric the Gallifle.
But what that wasn't him. Oh, Incubus, hold on.
Oh, is this the one that was in your vision?
No. He was a fucking guy with the nipple rings and the... Eric the Gallifle put him there. Okay.
Yes.
When we, when you contracted us to bring in the our many-eyed friend, our esoteric DJ, you could say. He had told us that he was placed there by Eric the Guileful. Mm. Now, he could be telling tales, but then yet when we go to Citruk and investigate this hole, there was a creature that informed us that it was bequeathed to Eric the Guileful, which seems that he is very much active in whatever is happening around here, and he kind of, you know, waves his paw around.
So then Scrape goes, well, that is troubling news indeed. Juicy, I would say, but to a point. The room is yours. Unfortunately, the news may be one that sends a ripple through Noj and through our guild.
Perhaps he gathers his forces in the Barren Lands to make another assault. The king, being out and about, would then make some amount of sense if some information has been garnered by those in the higher places than ours. I'll give you this last bit for free. When the king was traveling through Eichardt, it appeared that he had regrown his left arm.
So Scrape says,
that can only mean bad things. One cannot just regrow an arm. Usually, things like that require the thing that he's seeking to find out about.
And that's what I said to Soot.
He did.
But perhaps we have all been beguiled ourselves. Perhaps the king is Eric the Guileful himself. He has not been seen.
I'm going to give you a benefit just for that line. I love it. So you get a benefit.
Very nice. Very nice.
It's a non-combat one though. So just don't worry.
I'll take it.
Never know when you need to talk your way out of something. Scrape says,
what you say rings true. I do believe it. So if that is the truth of all things, it seems like the Sapphire Coast, normally as sunny as always, may see a shadow over it once again.
And what does that mean for us? Surely the guild can operate under almost any conditions.
It has for centuries, and it will still. You'll just have to be more careful.
As we always are.
I hope so.
Indeed.
So you guys have better combinations. Did I say that right? It sounded like I just like said it through my nose and it come out right. You guys have better accommodations you got for through your negotiating. You guys can decide if you want to pick stuff from your old place and let them know the bad news, or we can just kind of skip through it. It's up to you.
What do you think, John?
Well, I don't know that I don't really remember what I even had. I've usually packed pretty light. I don't know if I would have left anything there anyway.
I mean, so theoretically we have, you know, adventuring packs or whatever, right? So like we wouldn't walk around. I certainly Blacklaws wouldn't walk around with that stuff on. So presumably like any accoutrement we may have, at least for me, would be in the room still.
Do we have any dealings with them, or was it just we just bought the night, didn't we?
We were staying long term ish because the rooms that we originally had at the Guild Hall were shit.
right. Yeah, I mean it's really up to you. I don't think Soot would have left anything.
Okay, so then I guess if Scrape has left us to our own devices, Black Lotus just says, well, if we were going to be moving in here, since the accommodation seems to have improved, I'll need to go and grab my bag. And we should probably settle. I mean, wouldn't do us well to sift them since we, in fact, do live here.
That is a wonderful idea. I shall accompany you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
And Scrape says, whenever you're ready, your next mission is at hand. So whenever you're ready for that, just come back to me and I will let you know what is next on the docket.
Oh, would you care to tell us now? We may wish to strike out before returning here.
Kill two birds with one stone, as it were.
Who can say?
Certainly not me.
Funny that you mentioned killing. Your next mission involves a cult that is trying to sacrifice a being of any sort to summon a major demon. Luckily for, I don't know, the world, probably, mostly people around the Sapphire Coast, they haven't been successful in summoning this demon. Unfortunately, a few of their members have passed in this whole ritual thing, but we were hoping they have a beautiful ornamental knife that we'd like to get our hands on, that the leader always carries. So if you were able to acquire that, that would be great.
Consider it acquired.
Seems a quite magnanimous mission on your part. It just strikes me as odd.
What seems odd about it?
Well, that we would be acquiring an item of untold ritualistic power. You would be concerned on whether or not this cult would be summoning a demon for its own ends. I don't see how that would affect us here at all.
Well, unfortunately for us, one of our members of the Thieves Guild was part of this, one of these rituals, so we have somewhat of a stake in it just because we don't want to lose any more of our members.
So I can see that.
And it sounds like the knife itself is extremely valuable.
Well, of course.
Do you know the whereabouts of where the cult has been operating, or is this left up entirely to our own devices?
Actually, it's been running out of the basement of the Red Heart in Quorm, and the Red Heart is an apothecary which has many different potions and books and other dealings.
Do we have any idea how many members they may have?
Normally, it's about 7. It usually, from what I've heard, it takes 7 of them to complete the ritual between the chanting and the ritual itself.
That is a lucky number. And you say killing. There is obviously they are trying to kill someone to summon the demon. What new restrictions are placed on us in regards to this mission? I know there is some hesitation for us to push things that far.
As long as you abide by the rules of the Thieves Guild, everything else is fair game.
So no killing then?
That's a pretty hard and fast rule here.
I see. Well,
And remember, you can't kill them.
His eyes glow, like his eyes get big, his pupils get big. He's like, yes, that should be fine.
And then Scrape says, is there anything else I can help you with, gentlemen?
Yes, you gave us the it was called the Red Heart, you said?
Yes, the Red Heart in Quorm.
Red Heart in Quorm. That's right. I got that. This is now Quorm. All right.
So out of character, how far of a walk or ride is it to Quorm from here?
So it's south of Noj, so it's actually probably like maybe like 4 to 6 hours away.
Is that walking or is that riding?
It's a good one. Let's say riding, it would probably take you about 2.5.
Hmm. Okay.
And that's like moving away from that the hubbub with the dark dealings, right?
Yes, because that was iCart. So I have the map, so I'll just kind of show it to you if you can see it.
Nice.
Go up. Let's go better. So you've got Noge here.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. And again, I'll have the map for the listeners as well, so you can see that.
Probably best to be moving away from that ruckus.
I believe you are correct. At least for the time being, anyway.
I guess we have to rent some horses again.
I believe that'd be most efficient.
All right. All right.
Unless you'd like to walk.
No, the horses worked out very well last time. I believe we should use the horses again.
It's a long way to Swagger.
It's
right. At least another 2 hours to the trip.
Right. Yeah, I'm not interested. Yeah, horses it is. To the horse man.
To the inn first.
Right. To get your things, of course. Of course, we'll get your things, then we'll see the horse renter man, and then off we go.
I believe we should check the journal to see what the horse trader's name was.
Yes, I was horse trader.
Is anything flashing on the map?
Funny thing is I was just looking for that, and I cannot find his name.
We're all sitting here scrolling, like, God looking damn
it. I'm the guy that comes up with the name.
I put this somewhere, though. It has to be somewhere.
So I think his brother's name is Flippy. Flippy, his brother, return horse there.
Probably should get that fancy looking dagger identified too, Black Claw.
Well, I felt if I spent just a little bit of time with it, I might be able to attune to the power.
Attune. Yes, thank you. Yes, if you sort of attuned yourself to it, yeah.
If I am unable to do so, perhaps when we get to the place that we're now going, we can find someone there, because it seems that it may cause some problems here to follow that path. Yes,
the red heart in Quarm.
Well, yeah, it could be our excuse for going to the apothecary if they seem like they have some other implements, tools.
And I bet you someone at the apothecary who is able to identify such an object would have some insight as to where this cult might be doing their things.
Indeed, indeed.
Look at us. Look at us making plans and executing them.
It's almost like we're professionals.
We're doing it. To Flippy, then. To Flippy! To the Jade Canopy. Yes, of course. That's what I meant, of course. The Jade Canopy we go.
All right,
and we do it.
I love that you said you made plans and then have executed them. I'm like, you haven't done anything yet. You just made plans.
In my mind, we executed making the plan. That is what we did.
Scrape's just like, these motherfuckers.
I gave these guys great rooms. Bunch of clown bastards.
Don't even know what gear they have. God.
Looking through their journals.
What's the sharp thing in my bag?
Just open your bag and look at it.
Ooh, what's that poking me? Oh, geez, look at that.
It's a jewel encrusted dagger. I don't know what it is.
They're such good thieves that they have so much shit in their bag, they don't even know what's what.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that. I just looked at mine. I have a sort of shitty necklace and a very nice necklace. I don't know where those came from. A mithril timepiece? The hell is that?
Ooh.
Yeah, you're stealing all kinds of stuff. You can't even remember where it came from, but which is actually a pretty good for your character.
That's kind of the deal, right? I'm just swiping shit.
Yeah. Like, I steal so much shit, I don't even know what I have.
Maybe I'll have this mithril timepiece looked at, too, while we're checking out items.
Oh, man. Could be worth a pretty penny.
I'm sure the fact that it is referred to as a mithril timepiece is probably important. And I just throw it back in my bag. And
All right, so you make it to what's the place now? God, I forgot now.
Jade Quarm Heart. Is that right? It must be.
No, the Jade Canopy.
I'm pretty sure it's the Jade Quarm Heart. I don't know.
I look up at the sign. Well, I'll be damned. Under new management, it seems.
How did that happen?
Yeah. So you go in and you don't see the guy that was originally there.
Well, the quest giver seems to have taken a break.
Right, despawned for a or spell,
having a smoke.
And there is another waitress or another hostess that's kind of sitting there, and she's like, "Hello, how may I help you today?"
Oh, well, yes.
Oh, boy.
We'll be checking out today. Just need to run up to the room and grab the rest of my things.
Oh, goodness. Sorry to see you go. We'll miss you.
You've never seen her before.
Well, yes, you will be missed as well.
Let me see that you're all paid up.
And she stops to the back. Boom, boom, boom. She's actually
Let's get out of here, Black Love.
She's a half elf and she's like really waifish, but for some reason the way she steps and the way she talks is like very big and you're very confused on it.
Perhaps it's powerful
steps.
An illusion, perhaps?
I don't know. Ooh. Can I see if it's an illusion? How do you do that?
I don't know. Perhaps
do an arcana check.
Some sort of check of arcana. Yeah, I try. Wait, hold on. I don't care. stop it. I'm telling myself to stop it. Oh, interesting, she's got heavy footsteps.
What persona have you taken right now, Sud?
I'm in Benny still, like a very unassuming look, like a very plain looking human.
Okay, sounds good.
Until do something stupid with him, I'll keep defaulting to him when I'm just like walking around trying to be inconspicuous.
Okay. So you hear some rustling in the back and you hear interesting. And then she comes back out and she comes back out to you guys and she's like, looks like you're all paid up for the month.
I turned to look at Soot. I didn't realize you had paid ahead.
Of course we did. We were thinking ahead. We were planning. We were making sure that we were all taken care of. But, you know, as we don't need the room anymore, maybe there's some sort of alternate arrangement we can make. They're kind of looking around the room like, should we, like, give the room to someone? Or?
She says, no refunds or take backs.
Yes, well, that's fine. I should just go grab my things.
And she says, the stairs are this way, and her arm falls off.
Madam, your arm has fallen off.
She looks at the grouse. She says, oopsies. Puts it back on.
What is it made of? Now I'm kind of interested in the arm. What is the deal with the arm?
It literally just looks like a regular arm, but it looks like it just popped off like a Lego piece.
So not like a wooden arm?
No, nothing changes about when you're looking at it. It just looks like her arm just popped off. And then she put it back on like nothing happened.
I just squint a little bit.
So I do actually want to make an arcana check then. Because that's not right.
Whatever do you mean?
And I start looking around, out among the crowd.
Ooh, that's a 14.
Nice. So you realize that there is a veil over this person.
So how far away from me is she? Like, I had started to turn away.
You're probably only a few feet away. You're probably like 4 or 5 feet away, maybe.
I use my telepathic ability to speak to Soot in his brain and say, I am going to attempt to touch her. There is something not quite right. And
Soot's eyes just go wide. I take a step back and I just kind of cross my arms and just kind of like watch, like,
And I just, you know, I kind of step forward like I've forgotten something. And I'm like, oh, I just, It's been such a wonderful stay here. We've had such a wonderful experience, and I'll just like saunter right up and, you know, go to take her hand and push through to like, if she doesn't like lift her hand up, like grab her hand.
Okay. Do a dexterity check for me.
Okay. I'm not super great at that, but let's, is it a acrobatics check perhaps?
No, you're not flipping the air. You're just grabbing her arm.
A sleight of hand, maybe? Ooh, that's only a 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so like you go to do it, and like you don't touch her, but she touches you. She slaps you. She goes, "No touch."
And when she slaps, does her arm fall off?
Yeah, her right arm falls off. She goes, "Oopsies."
And goes, "Well, that's just ridiculous." I'll sort of say out loud, "Now you have to explain yourself. Both of your arms have fallen off, and now we need an explanation."
So the veil looks embarrassed, but doesn't like get like red, like embarrassed, like you would if you were embarrassed. And so she kind of leans in and she kind of like motions for you to come close.
Of course. I'm like right up there like, "Yeah, I want to know about this. What's going on with you? You have no arms."
Yeah. She says, "I'm very self-conscious. Me zombie, me trying to not look like zombie because me embarrassed."
"You zombie?"
"Me zombie.
In this world, is that okay?" Like, would I be alarmed by that, or have I seen zombies out in the world running?
You've seen zombies. You've seen good and bad zombies, just like anybody.
Okay, all right. So this isn't like there is a zombie here, kill zombie. No, but this is like
this isn't World War Z. This is just zombies live in this world.
Okay, all right, all right. Then zombies live in this world. So, I see. So is it then, does it stand to reason then, sorry, out of character, that the veil that is up is to try to make her not look like a zombie?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, she's embarrassed by what she looks like.
Now, well, sorry, one more question. Is it a rare thing that a zombie is able to do illusion magic? Or is that also fine?
It's very rare.
Let me just listen. I'm going to say some more stuff to her. I just want to make a quick little note here.
No, I don't want to hear you say any more stuff to her. We're done.
Zombies are cool and they can do magic. Okay. Now there's no problem. So however this wants to manifest, I'll look at it. I'll say, "Oh, well, you're doing a wonderful job with this, with your illusion magic there." And how I want to kind of just tell her she's doing great. And I want to give her bardic inspiration so that she doesn't lose her arms anymore. Or at least like the next time she might lose her arms, she won't. You know what I'm saying? Like throughout the day.
Yeah.
"You're doing wonderfully. Amazing. You are holding down a job. Look at you with your illusion magic. Everything is wonderful." And I'm also going to steal something out of her pockets while I am holding her attention, giving her bardic inspiration, or swiping something from behind the counter. Whatever's there. Like, it's mine now. So I'm like distracting her with all of my, while giving her bardic inspiration and stealing.
Okay. I'm going to have you roll 2 rolls for me then.
I love it.
I want you to roll a charisma first.
Okay. Just a
straight up charisma. Unless you have performance, you can also do that.
Oh, I have performance is my jam. Yo.
I know you do.
Okay. So 8 plus 7. So 15.
Nice.
That's my first one.
You to roll me a sleight of hand check.
Okay, I did not like how that roll felt, so I'm going to switch the d20 out. Sleight of hand is going to be a little bit worse, I think. Oh, no, well, yeah, it's worse before. That's an 18 plus 4, 22.
Nice. Beautiful. Nice.
I don't even see you do it. I'm like, wow, he's really into this fucking this zombie chick. All right, good for you. No judgment.
So I wanted to be clear. I am boosting her. I am building her up while stealing from her.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I really hope your sleight of hand goes wrong, because then you're building her up, but yeah, then you're tearing her down to the base of her. And I'm both like, that's steal not her true. Arm.
Everything is good. Both things are true at the same time. You know, she right. would still be. Right. She, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what happens. What did I steal?
The arm.
Yeah. Doing like a rock, like a Guardians of the Galaxy rocket thing. Oh, I'm gonna get that arm. I was there until I found out that zombies are cool and they can do magic. And I was like, you know what? Let her keep her arms.
Let's see. Roll me a d4. Boy, I'm having lots of rolls today. And right, there's no skill involved. This is just a random roll, so I know what you're going to steal.
The shotgun like, that she keeps.
That sounds like my day to day. No skill involved. That is a 3, sir.
Nice. What John said was exactly what I was thinking. There's a shotgun underneath the bar, and for some goddamn reason, you steal it from underneath her nose because you've charmed the hell out of her. She just says, "Wow, no one talked to me like this. You very nice man, and I like you very much."
Oh, you've made a friend.
Yes, a friend. And I just used like the butt of a shotgun just disappear underneath my robes. And, yes, we are certainly friends now.
Yeah. Yes. Well, no, and like she doesn't like you. No, she likes you. So she goes to caress your face, and her arm falls off, and she goes, "Oopsies!" And then she picks her other arm, or picks her arms up her arm off with, God damn it, her arm off of the bar with her other arm, and then proceeds to stroke your face with it.
I'm just like, okay,
you might want to have someone. Put a stitch right. I'll do right something back. About it.
my regular stitch person not available today. That's why arm fall off so easily.
Sounds like you need a stitch fix.
Not a sponsor. We no get paid for that.
I go up to the room.
John does. John H. goes up to the room. I remind her, you know, I've given you some sort of bardic inspiration here. I've used some of I've used some of my resources so that you won't lose your arms anymore.
Me appreciate. Me have idea. Me ask for a raise. Me doing great job.
That is the perfect use for that. You know what? You deserve it. I'm just like slowly backing away because I just don't want to push this anymore. Excellent work. But what is your name, by the way?
Me, Cutie Pie. You?
You just call me Benny.
Benny, I like that name.
This one is called Cutie Pie. So just for the record, we've met a zombie. We've learned a lot about the world in this one short little interaction here. And I'm loving it. Zombies are cool. They can do magic. And this one's name's Cutie Pie. She works at the Jade Quarm Fish.
Quarm-a-pee?
Quarm. She works at the Jade. God damn it. What is it? The Jade what?
Canopy.
Canopy.
God damn.
The Cade Janopy.
Shit. Keeps losing her arms. I love it. I've stolen a shotgun. Yeah, I'm not going to start. I'm going to inspect it when we get out of here.
So is it more like a blunderbuss? Like we could stick forks and shit and rocks and shit in it?
I mean, I wouldn't do that, but if you want to.
So with a regular blunderbuss, they would just throw whatever. Like if they didn't have. Yeah,
it's fine. I mean, you can do what you want.
Yeah, that's fine. Does anything happen in the room? Or am I able to just grab my shit?
You're attacked by Yuan Ti's. No.
God damn it. I caught his hand off.
With voice boxes. Oh, no, that was, what was it? I forget. Never mind.
Yeah. That was in the before times.
Yes.
With other characters that live in this realm.
So it's a continuum.
That's right. Part of my magnum opus. No, nothing happens. You get your stuff. Nobody says boo. You don't see anything in the hallways. Nobody's hiding in your rooms.
Okay. I quickly just go through everything just to make sure it's still there, because that's what he would do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then goes back down.
So yeah, you see, as you go back down, you see Cutie Pie like talking to just a bunch of people or whatever. Cutie Pie is just like, you know, when me start this job, me think, I do part-time, but now I think me can run place, me be manager, me manager of material. And people are just like, yeah, that kind of thing. And like, and she's like, look at this. I move arms, they no fall off.
I'm standing like 2 steps from the bottom, just like taking in this whole scene. And then, you know, catch Benny's eye and then make a beeline to him, kind of like around the crowd to extricate ourselves from this situation.
You have all of your things?
Yes, everything's here.
Then I think let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, what did you do when I went upstairs? It's quite crap.
Oh, I can't wait to show you. I can't wait to tell you and show you what I've got. I can't believe it. It's a find.
Oh, excellent. Hey, we should head over to Flippy's Brothers horse trading.
Yes, let's get over to Flippy's Brothers, get some horses, and let's get on our way.
Indeed. And I pull up the hood on the cloak. Not that anybody would be looking for me necessarily, but like also with shit that's going on, it's probably for the best.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're probably not looking for sketchy people with hoods up.
It's like when they're trying to find like a bad guy and they put on a baseball cap. I'm like, what the fuck is that gonna hide?
It always works though. It always works.
You always have the same dumb face. Come on. Except for so it's always changing.
So I be able to like add a weapon? I should be able to do that. Never mind. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
I thought you weren't using that anymore.
I mean, I don't want to, but I haven't made the jump. I haven't made the jump. No, yeah, blunderbuss isn't a thing. You would think it would be, right?
We'll make it a thing. I'm sure you can find they.
Yeah,
it's probably not on the official D&D site, but we can find it. Literally, you have to do is put it under Google. You can find somebody's come up with it, which is amazing.
Do blunderbuss adjacent. It'll be great.
Right. Boomstick, we'll call it. Okay.
Boomstick. So, yes.
Yes. Yes. Maybe we can attach it to Cutie Pie's arm. That'd be fun.
Just need a chainsaw. That's all.
Yeah, that's right. Different take on this story.
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys go to the place where you're renting horses. It's Flippy's Brother's place.
It just says that on the sign, Flippy's Brother's place.
Exactly.
Well, that's why we couldn't remember.
It's just too simple. It's too simple.
God forbid that GM actually writes it fucking down. But anyway, here we are. And it's actually not the guy that normally you'd rent from. You go, you hear somebody say, "Hey, boys, good to see you. I'm Drake. I'm Flippy's other brother."
Let me just write that down real quick, Drake.
Eventually, I'm going to put it on the sign.
That'd be a great idea.
We Flippy's Brother's place and other brother's place.
Well, that was the thing. Well, we were trying to remember what its name was. And then when we got here, we were like, oh, that's why we remembered Flippy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody remembers Flippy. Nobody remembers us. We're dumb.
Well, don't sell yourself short. If the name was on the sign, then we would certainly remember you as well.
Well, maybe I'll do that next time. Maybe it'll be Flippy, Drake, and whatever the fuck my brother's name is.
How about just Flippy Drakes? That sounds great.
Ooh, that sounds like something very fantasy oriented. I love it.
Just don't change. Just don't add anything. Like Flippy Drakes, brothers who trade horses to people. Don't add anything. Just Flippy Drakes.
You could even put a dragon sort of upside down on the sign.
This like is brand new. 101. Oh my God.
We could put Flippy Drakes like saying it one way and then flip it upside down the other way. Oh my God. The possibilities.
Man, that's, yeah, you think you owe us some coin. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Do you want to be my business partner?
Yes.
Okay, you're in.
Awesome.
I'm easy to talk into just about anything.
I'll take a 75% stake in your business.
You got it.
All right.
I'll just have to find my other brother so we can draw up the papers.
Draw up the papers, and when we return these horses, I'll sign them, and then I'll take my first dividend, if you will.
That is a vocal contract. That must happen.
It is binding.
I'm writing this down.
Yes, I'm trying to. Yeah. I just bought a 75% stake in Flippy Drakes for no money down.
Well, I mean, we are going to rent the horses.
Right. There's so much happening. I can't keep up.
Speaking of horses.
Right. That's why we're here.
We need to travel south to Quorm, and would like to use, you know, some of your horses.
Sounds great. Would you like some Clydesdales? Would you like some steeds? I have a beautiful pair of brothers.
Oh, you don't say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what say you, Benny?
If they're horses, that it sounds fine to me.
Well, you gotta have to pick some. Then I can't just like bring them all out unless you want to ride them all. That'd be kind of odd.
I thought you said there was just a pair of. We'll take the brothers.
Sounds great. They're wonderful with each other. They speak their own language.
That's I love that. You know that means that that'll be beneficial to us on our ride for sure.
For sure. One of them says nay. The other says nay. It's beautiful.
Sounds like they're a bit negative.
No. Sometimes they say yay.
This is great. We're off the rails.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Here you go. Here's the horses. Goodbye.
Oh, he didn't even charge us for the... But that's fine. Oh, okay, great. Well, we'll see you in a few days.
I do have a 75% stake. This is really just sort of like an owner's withdrawal.
That's a fair point. That is a fair point. Toodles.
All right. We'll see if Drake.
He's a terrible salesperson. He just waits. Well,
Benny has a magnetic personality.
Yeah, that's right. Very magnetic.
So he's a beautiful person. Okay. So you head out of Noj. It takes you a little bit. Takes you about an hour. Nothing really happens. You get into what's the line between two cities? The
border?
Border, thank you. The border of the two. And you see a grouping of small grouping of people off to the side of the road. There's two or three people just kind of wrapping something up on a stage. And you see a few people with some scrolls and some quills, and they come up to you and they say, "May I require a moment of your time?"
My eyes narrow and I squint at them. What is it? What does it look like they're doing? Does it look like they're wrapping a body? Or are they like? What's the scene that
they're literally wrapping? Like in our world, like somebody is rapping about a certain thing. And it actually sounds like they are rapping about society and how terrible it is and how the system is breaking down and we need to do something about it.
So rapping with an R. I see what's
correct
happening.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yes. they're not wrapping a body. They're not wrapping up some food to be delivered. It's
rapping with an R could be, though, that they're doing like musical rhyme.
verses.
I see.
Are they rapping about society while rapping?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, they are. Okay. These gentlemen are spitting some rhymes.
Oh, this is right up your alley. Do you wish to throw down?
No! So, fair I'm sorry. Is this on the side of the road, or are we there?
It's basically just over the border, and they're just kind of off the side of the road, just kind of approaching people that are coming through the border.
Ugh.
Please,
it'll only take a moment.
Yes, you have a moment. A moment of our time. A moment.
It'll be very quick, I promise. Did you know in the last two rotations that King Shalat has increased taxes for the lower 80% while not increasing taxes one bit for the upper 20%?
I did. I was not aware of that.
Do you also know that he's been rounding up certain individuals for questioning and imprisonment without convening with an advisory committee or due process?
I was sort of aware of that.
We are looking to take our concerns in peaceful protest to the king and ask for an audience. To do this, we need contributions from kind beings such as yourself to help pay for food and drink, travel, and possible lodging. What say you? Will you help us?
If I give you 5 gold, will you leave us alone?
And they like get very embarrassed and turn very red, and they say, "I'm sorry. I meant no offense. I will go away at once."
No, I'm not offended. I'm just asking, if I give you 5 gold, will you leave us alone?
And they still are like really embarrassed and like don't really know how to approach it, but they say, "Of course, every little bit helps. We would very much appreciate that."
I give them 5 gold.
I want to make an insight check or whatever the fuck is in this system.
Yep.
There isn't. I am not trained in it at all. I'm squinting.
Squint sight.
I got a, is that a 9 or a 6? I can't read this fucking die. That's a 9.
Okay. To you, it seems very legit.
I say, you know what? Here. And I double it. I give him 5 as well.
Look okay. at that. 10 gold.
Power to the people.
Indeed.
And you hear like the little band of people like just kind of hold up a fist and go, yeah. And everyone like is like really, really excited about what has just happened. Like you can tell in their faces, like they probably have been turned away probably 80% of the time. So they're like excited that they actually have somebody that's willing to donate towards this. And you hear, and the other person in front of you says, one last thing. I really hope it's not an inconvenience. If you could write your name down on this part, on this parchment, we are trying to get as many signatures as possible to let the king know that we will not stand for these atrocities.
Give that here. I do not sign my own name. I make up another name.
Of course you don't.
I put an X.
I dip my claw in some ink and scratch out some other name on the paper.
Nice. Okay. Yep. So then you give it back, and she kind of reads reads both names. She kind of looks at the X and is just kind of like, she wants to shake her head, but she decides to keep her composure, and she says, thank you, kind sirs. I will not waste your time any longer. Thank you so very much.
Good luck to you.
Be careful. Things in Eichhardt are very unstable.
She's like, word has come to Quorm. That's why we are banded together. Because we know that King Shalat has kind of left people in the dark lately, and it seems like things are getting a little more tense. So thank you. And also be careful yourselves.
If you happen to make it through Eichhardt to Citrux, there is a troll there who is planning a collective. They might be amenable to your situation.
And she like kind of perks up and she says, You don't say. What region?
He describes it out better than I remember. There's yeah, bridge, for sure. You know, in a little town. I think it started with the name of with like a D or something like that.
Yep, it's Dyersville. Yep, so Dyersville. It would be like the Southwest kind of. And she's like, oh, thank you so very much for that information. You've done more of a service to us than you can ever imagine, and we are very humble and appreciative.
Well, of course. We wish to see no one suffer.
As do we. Have a fine evening, gentlemen.
You as well.
And she turns around and kind of puts her little scroll in her pocket or whatever, and she like does this kind of like elaborate dance where she's just kind of like bending down at the knees and then kicking up with her legs and kind of doing this dance. And all of a sudden the other people in her group kind of do the same thing, and they repeat the same kind of rhyme and stuff like that. And you can tell that they're elated that you guys are helping and that other people are aware of the cause and of what's going around.
I think maybe we watch them for a minute or, you know, like a minute or two. And then probably just, you know, wave and take off.
Good luck.
Yep, for sure. Yep. And they all wave at you in return.
Sounds like they are candidates to be considered using the dark arts.
Well, if they make it up to iCart, any excuse to arrest someone who would disturb the peace, and he uses air quotes, I fear that their quarrel is not with the king himself, but whoever this imposter may be. I feel like Black Claws would just kind of like noodle on that for a little bit, right? Because it's a new and interesting, curious thing that, you know, there is the stirrings of some, greater miscontent, right? Like, that's, to me, that's interesting. So he would noodle on that and kind of file it away for later.
So in your head, you hear a voice say, "That was a very nice thing you did."
Well, yes, we are not bad people per se. We don't wish to see anyone unduly suffer under the mismanagement of a misguided king.
And Artex says to you, "Ah, so you notice." You notice the king for more than what he seems on the outside.
Well, it seems unlikely that a man, just a regular man, would be able to regrow an arm. I do not feel that that is probably the king at all.
Well, who's to say? But if he is to be the hypocrite and use dark magic to grow his own arm, then maybe he should be looking within than without.
Well, it's human nature to conceal things even from yourself. If it is indeed he, and he has struck some sort of, and he hesitates on the word bargain, then it makes a certain amount of sense that he would blame others for trying to claim the same thing as himself.
And even though you feel like he's talking to you, it almost seems like he's trying to think about it in his head. And you hear Artex say in a kind of a soft voice, "You would be the being to know so."
He doesn't say anything. He kind of lets it go.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.